a recent U.S. Senate hearing produced some frank talk by EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy on the proposed new clean water rule that has producers up in arms. McCarthy conceded that this latest EPA rule has certainly not done anything to help the relationship with those in agriculture.
Let me just say it clearly. There's a distrust between agriculture and EPA. And when we say one word and it can be taken well, it might be taken exactly the opposite. We need to work on that as a whole. And we need to get the language correct so that you're certain that we're doing the right thing here.
But the language is what worries producers. And McCarthy did little to soften their concerns.
The Clean Water Act is supposed to protect navigable waters. We didn't define the jurisdiction of protecting navigable waters to just navigable waters. It's all of the streams and tributaries that can actually significantly impact the integrity of navigable waters.
McCarthy cited Supreme Court opinions that waters do not have to be hydrologically connected to navigable waters to acquire permits. But American Farm Bureau's Dale Moore responds with this Supreme Court reference.
I appreciate her candor. I would note that at least twice before, the Supreme Court has agreed with Congress rather than EPA on the fact that there is a limit in terms of what Congress intended when they said navigable water. It did not mean all the waters of the U.S.
As Moore notes, that these waters are regulated by the states. McCarthy did concede that EPA needs to give producers more chances to weigh in beyond meetings already held, as she said that workshops are being planned, adding she really wants this rule to work for the ag community. But after years of proposals on everything from fugitive dust and milk spills to pesticide spray drift and livestock flatulence, it seems what producers really want from EPA is less, not more, regulation. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.